Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hour two of the Starkey and Mueller reunion, and we're going to add a Miller to the party. It feels like old times. Josh is off talking to somebody else while we're live on the air.
It sure does. If the feet were up on the table, it would be perfect.
This is also very commonplace for those who listen to the current Joe Starkey show, as Austin Bechtold is often found running around the building saying, Joe, we're on the air. Joe, we're live on the air. Where are you?
Yeah, that's a good point as well.
It is the 2025 Fan 5 Alarm Marathon. It is presented by Allegiant Community Federal Credit Union. We are live from the Upper St. Clair Volunteer Fire Department, and also brought to you by Charles Leach Insurance, the National Fire Sprinkler Association, 1-800-BOARD-UP, and G.S. Jones Restoration, plus North Country Brewing and Guardian Protection. Right now, we have Tim Smith. He's the fire chief of Library in South Park joining us to tell us more about what they do. And Chief Smith, first off, thanks for being on, and thanks for all you and your fire department do for the community. How important is it, though, to have things like what we're doing and just generally to have money's at hand for volunteer fire departments, given all the expenses you guys incur to try to keep people safe?
First, I'd like to thank the Fan and 93.7 for putting this on. This helps out a lot of fire companies. Some need the help more than others because funding and fundraisers are hard to do. We do the training and do the fire calls, and then going and adding fundraising on to the guys is another thing to do. Makes it a little bit harder. That's the hardest thing is the funding. You know, you ask the new guys to come in and want to be a firefighter and have to go do 200 hours of classes to be able to go in and be a fireman. Mm-hmm. And then you want to ask them to come do bingos and
bake sales or
you name it. Everybody's trying everything to try to raise as much as they can. So the more that people are donating, the better off to help the fire companies. That way the local municipalities don't have to put a tax in to help. So, you know, if they can help out with a donation in the long run, it helps them too.
Where'd you grow up, Chief Smith?
Beaver County, New Brighton.
I'm going to guess, based on your wiry build, that you were either a baseball pitcher, a basketball player, or a very good golfer. Am I right on any of those?
Baseball.
Pitcher?
Yes.
Good one?
Don't be humble.
Don't be humble.
I was all right.
Out pitch was a curveball and a vicious 12-6er. That's my
guess.
And
he threw 90 with movement, I'm guessing. Yes?
I think my guess is closer.
Yeah, you're correct.
Really?
Did you get drafted? Did teams look at you? Or tell us the story. Now I'm curious.
I was looked at by the Pirates, and then I got hit head on by a drunk driver.
Oh, my gosh.
So that there changed a lot of things. But if that wouldn't happen, I wouldn't be where I'm at today. You know, there's a reason for everything. So,
And you've chosen to give back to people. If somebody else is in any car accident, a fire department's responding, a volunteer fire department's responding.
That's correct.
When did it click for you that that was something, that being a firefighter was something you wanted to do? Like, when did, you know, you mentioned the accident. Was it right after that? Was it a point in time further down the road in the future where you said, this is something I want to do and I want to help people and be there for people who need the help?
I joined as a junior firefighter at the age of 14.
Really?
Yes. My grandfather was one of the founding fathers of a fire company down in Beaver County. So growing up as a little kid, he took me over and played on the fire truck and, you know, hang out there with the guys. Learned a lot of bad habits, but
I've heard a couple stories like that now. The chief at Dormont joined us the other day, and he said his spark was lit when he was, so to speak, when he was a kid. And he, you know, would be enthralled by the fire truck going by and things like that, and just it stayed with him.
Yeah. I mean, once it's in your blood, it doesn't go away. So you go and put all that time and effort in to take the trainings and learn things. You just want to keep going back and giving back to the community.
There are three ways you can donate today. You can stop out and see us, Upper St. Clair Volunteer Fire Department. These are the two I want you to focus on for this hour. You might have heard of Paul Skeens. You might have also heard that Paul Skeens called in to our 5-Alarm Marathon, donated $1,000 of his own money. He also has autographed 3 baseballs. This hour, listen carefully. I'm going to say it a bunch, but let's listen carefully the first time. I feel like a teacher right now. If you donate online at 937thefan.com or you text FIRE to 412-207-3456 on the Don's Appliances text to donate line. If you make a donation online or via text of at least $50 this hour, you are going to be entered to win the Paul Skeens autographed baseball. A donation of at least $50. We got 3 of these total. You want a crack at one? You can get a crack at each one. You could donate each time we have an hour where there's a donate, where this is an incentive. Paul Skeens' ceiling is best pitcher ever. There aren't people who can throw 102 and then have about 8 pitches. It just doesn't happen. We've got 3 autographed baseballs. If you donate online or you text FIRE to 412-207-3456, at least $50 of a donation gets you entered to win that baseball. Chief Smith, I want to thank you for all you do for the community. Thank you for taking a couple minutes to talk to us about what this kind of thing means for volunteer fire departments like yours and others in the area. We appreciate it.
We appreciate you guys doing this for all the departments.
Thank you. Coming up.
Thank you so much, Chief.
You know what? We've actually got Josh here right now. We've got Josh Miller here right now. We go from Chief Smith, a guy who's putting his life on the line, to Josh Miller, a guy who used to run away when Joe farted on the air because he was laughing too hard.
Yeah, frankly. We all remember that.
We reminisced about being at Fox Chapel, Joe farting.
Yeah, I heard your little river band comment.
Oh, yeah.
With reminisce. Yeah, well done.
And then you just got up and did the smartest thing I've ever seen and left. You walked away from the scene because we were dissolving on the fly.
I couldn't be part of that.
And the little tiny dancer, our boss, we knew he was looming over the situation like Darth Vader.
I'll never forget, because we were out in like the middle of a field. You left. You were gone. You were laughing so hard. I never saw you laugh that hard.
Because it was about to come down.
It was pouring rain.
Yeah, it was a tornado happening.
And I heard the 3 sirens, which means go home.
Yeah.
Right. For every golfer. So I took that literally and just got the hell out of there.
Joe... See, I very rarely, Josh, I like funny movies, but I'm not the person who loses control of their body laughing at, like, Airplane or Caddyshack. I get a good belly laugh in, yeah. But then I stop. Seeing Joe melt down into, like, a non-human puddle because he could not control
anything that was happening.
I was crawling. Well, yeah, there's a backstory to that, if I may.
Please.
And Joe knows it.
If you may.
You happened to be at the time where that incident was actually a hat trick. It happened 2 other times before that, and Joe likes to slide it where no one hears it. Like, he'll cough, do a fake cough.
Yeah.
He'll wait for excitement around the room and get it out. And every time he did it, there was silence, and for some...
That time
I
it was like
born,
a person ripping a yard of calico in half. It was
I was
loud.
Born with the ears of an owl. So for some reason, every time he did that, I heard it, and we'd immediately make eye contact. So that time at the golf tournament, that was the 3rd time it happened, and he peeked at me as I was staring at him. And then the game
that.
Was over.
I lost all control of my body. I was crawling on the ground crying. I don't know what. It was one of those moments that we all have.
And here, Here's the other part. Our boss, who you did like to call the tiny dancer.
Yes.
I mean, he was just an interesting guy who hated my guts, even though he gave me the promotion, it seemed. He would tell people in private he thought I was doing a good job and then tell me that I was just like a waste of space, essentially.
Well, that's like Bobby Knight type kind of coaching.
Sure, exactly.
You got to respect that.
I did feel like Neil Reed a lot, like I was being mentally choked in terms of what he would say to me. But I was basically made to feel like I was on double secret probation. If you've got to keep these two in line, it's you're leading the show, all this crap. And so, Josh, I was fighting harder than I have ever fought in my life to keep myself together.
Oh, you're the most mature at that age. How old were you?
10. Like 28. It was when we came up.
Yeah,
the air.
28.
I mean, you must have had a growth spurt, too. When you just got up and when I gave you a hug, you knocked my jaw almost to... I'm like, that wasn't usually there. Either I'm shrinking or Mulsey had a growth spurt in the last 6 years.
He did. Mulsey's kept himself in shape. He lifts weights. Look at him.
Yeah. But, like, phenomenal.
I was trying so hard because I did want to, like, keep the boss happy. And I'm thinking, if I lose it here, that's it, man. He's going to, like, he's going to put pony
on. Yeah, you would have taken the brunt of that.
Hey, listen, like, every GM has three guys on a short list.
I had my microphone on these headsets flipped up in the air so nothing was coming out. And I finally, what you would have heard was this. Something happened here. We'll be right back.
I remember that. What a crazy little window of time that was.
We're going to do a little more reminiscing.
Remember the segment, Thank God We Have Testicles?
I do.
I'm going to ask you guys, stop, don't say another word, because later this hour, I'm gonna take some of the segments you had.
You know what happens to them when you get older? That's a whole other story. We'll do it on the other side.
Yes. So coming up, this hour is brought to you by Lewis Anthony Jewelers. Have we met yet? And we're going to be talking to somebody from Lewis Anthony Jewelers coming up next. They're going to be thrilled to have an association with this trio right now.
Yeah, right.
It is our fan.
Who wouldn't want to sponsor this?
It is our fan 5-Alarm Marathon. We are at the Upper St. Clair Volunteer Fire Department. The Don's Appliances text to donate line. Text FIRE. I'm much more mature now. I can ignore him easily. Text FIRE to 412-207-3456. The last update I got was over $45,000. We're over 46 now, I believe.
What's the goal here? 100?
I want to get to 50 by the end of this hour. That's my goal. The goal is 100 here. The goal is 100. I want to get to 50 by the end of this hour. You can't climb Everest in one fell swoop. You got to go a step at a time. That's my goal here. We're going to have an interview with our friends at Lewis Anthony Jewelers coming up next for our Fan 5 Alarm Marathon. And then I'm going to ask Josh and Joe to rank from worst to best the segments they did with the guy who hosted this show before me. That's coming up next. It's the Fan 5 Alarm Marathon. It's a Starkey, Miller, and Mueller reunion, and it's as weird and funny as you would imagine it to be on the fan. All right, let me tell you right now, we got Fan 5 Alarm t-shirts available for a $20 donation here on site. If you can't make it to the Upper St. Clair Volunteer Fire Department, get a shirt at KeystoneCustomApparel.com. And this hour is brought to you by Lewis Anthony Jewelers. Have we met yet? We got a lot happening right now, to say the least. Something happened here in a big way. I'm going to tell you first, if you donate online at 937thefan.com or text FIRE to 412-207-3456 on the Don's Appliances text to donate line, if you do one of those two things this hour, at least $50, you get entered to win one of our Paul Skeens signed baseballs. I just looked online. A Paul Skeens autographed baseball right now, if you were to go try to buy one, is going for $799.99. That is called bang for your buck, trying to get in for a chance at one for $50 as a minimum donation to cross that threshold. Do that online or do that via that text FIRE to 412-207-3456 this hour to get entered to win. Aaron Rodgers is coming to the Steelers. Josh Miller is on. It's a Starkey, Miller, and Mueller reunion. And now Josh has to talk actual sports. Tom Pelissero reporting it, Ian Rappaport reporting it, a one-year deal. Schefter not really reporting it that I saw because Aaron Rodgers told him to lose his phone number, apparently. He's here, Joe. I'll throw the ball to you. I'll roll it out.
It's not that surprising. I think we all knew that it was headed in this direction, Josh.
Yeah.
I don't know if he can still play. That's my only problem here. The last time I saw the guy was in Buffalo, where he looked like a punch-drunk boxer. Now, if they give him time, I'm sure he can still throw the ball. But that doesn't mean he can still play. So it's a big, huge moment to have a star personality like this here. I just don't know if he can play.
It's going to be fun to see everyone get excited about, because when you think about him, you're going to go back to the days of when he was Aaron Rodgers. Now he's, I don't think there's a more distracted NFL player than him in general, just the stuff going off
the
field at the most important position. I mean, for me, I'm not saying stale bread. That's rude. But I'm thinking it.
He's rude. Why wouldn't you say it? You could call him stale bread.
No, because I don't want
to say worse about you.
Yeah, no, there's no doubt. But I'm just not as excited. I mean, it's the most important position that you can possibly have, and there's not a guy who's more distracted than the NFL. I would, you know, I'm excited that perhaps if there's a, hey, you know, maybe catch a little glimpse of magic, but I'm not anticipating that at all.
Couple quick thoughts that I would have on it. I think he's better than Mason Rudolph. Like, I don't think it's necessarily by a lot. It used
How many
to be,
games?
Maybe.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Be one, but like that's kind of the whole point here. If you're getting the Aaron Rodgers, we're asking, is he better than Mason Rudolph? Would get you kicked off of a sports show for not knowing anything. We wouldn't be having this conversation if four-time MVP caliber guy is coming through that door. He's also not coming through that door if he's that guy, because the Jets aren't telling him to get. Aaron Glenn isn't having him fly across the country so that he can tell him to his face, we don't want you.
But do you think this guy's all in?
No, because I don't.
Of course not. But it would have been done months ago.
I'd love to bring you back to the station, Josh, because you said it very well. He's the NFL's most distracted player. Like, I don't think he. How could he possibly
be all in? At the most important position.
He's doing ayahuasca. He's doing DMT. People are calling us, telling us if you do DMT once, you're never the same person or whatever it is again.
You should do it more then.
Maybe I'll
finally. You walked into that one, Mulsey,
Josh. Maybe
that's good.
Yeah.
How's his relationship with the lineman at this point? How's his relationship with the line? How's the receivers?
I'm extremely happy you brought this up.
Oh, good.
It really does feel like being back in the saddle. It's not a saddle I was particularly happy to be in some days, but no, I think this puts even more pressure on two guys. They've spent two first-round picks on tackles. Broderick Jones is going to go play the left side, and Fautanu, if he's healthy, will play the right side. If it was old Aaron Rodgers, you could have like a 2008 Steelers line in front of him because he'll run around and make throws that defy physics right. on the move.
He can't move anymore.
He's not that dude now.
And he doesn't want to get hit. Every single right. quarterback of right. age, the last thing they want to do is stay in that pocket. They're worried about their knees. They want to get rid of the ball. They make bad decisions.
Look at how the many end of Ben's career.
And how many of those right? guys?
Absolutely. Look at Brady. I mean, nobody wants
Brady's
to get hit.
The only, Favre? Brady's the only one who actually figured out a way to be really good doing that because he was so good.
Well, plus he had great offensive lines.
But ball was out in 2.5 seconds, but he was getting it down the field
quicker
somehow.
Than that. Yeah, every right. pass was 7 inches. I mean, it's not going to be the case here. This is listen, I'm rooting for the best. My son's middle name is Steele. I'm all in, but this does not get me excited. If you got Milton for a fifth-round pick like Dallas did and have Mason and maybe not have a great year but get snuggle up with all the picks you have next year for a good first round, that would have got me excited.
Josh, if Mason had been their starter all year, what would your record prediction have been for them if you just were spitballing?
Same thing when I left. 500?
9-8.
Something, yeah, yeah. Right on.
Joe, what would yours have been with Mason?
9-8.
And what is it with Rodgers high-end?
9-8. Getting blown out of a first-round playoff game.
I think they
game.
Could be 10-7 with him. That doesn't mean I think they're a threat. All of this should be done under the auspices of, are the Steelers getting a player here who makes them a real threat to A, make the playoffs, and B, do something once they get there? My answer is, yeah, they're a threat to maybe make it. They're not a threat to do anything. You're not walking into that game with Aaron Rodgers against Josh Allen and going, hey, we have the upper hand here.
Do you think he's going to walk in, Josh, like Brady did, like Peyton Manning did in Denver, like Rodgers did in New York, and just say, I'm going to do whatever I want. This is my offense, my terminology. I don't think that's going to happen here with Arthur Smith.
That's going to be interesting to see. I don't know. I just know you have the most distracted NFL player getting into the most laid-back, relaxed locker room. Is that a healthy environment? Yeah. Like, if you tell me Rodgers goes and if Belichick was still coaching and went with him, I'd say there's a shot you can hold his attention span for football. But this is the most laid-back, chill locker room with the most distracted player in the most important position. Yeah, have fun with that.
What do you think, Malzi? See, how much of his offense does he impose on the Steelers and not the other way around?
60-70%. I think there's a chance that you get a kind of a melding right now where Arthur Smith does some things he likes automatically.
Exactly.
But I think he's going to go in there and say, this is what I like. By the way, if you can make a bet, will Alan Lazard be a Steeler? That
seems like a safe one now.
I think it's going off at like minus 20,000 right
now. How about Jordy Nelson? Is he still out there?
Is Randall Cobb doing anything? They assemble the super friends. This is like
James Starks from the University of Buffalo.
This is like Captain Planet. Earth, wind, water, fire, heart. Together we are Aaron Rodgers' super friends, Voltroning together. Guys,
I'm rooting for him though.
After all of that, I mean, there's a chance it could work out good.
Gentlemen, we right now, this hour on our Fan 5-Alarm Marathon is being brought to us by Lewis Anthony Jewelers. Have we met yet? And I have not met this man. My first question for you, why do they call you Jeej?
Well, that's a very good question. So my name's actually Lou. Lewis Anthony Jewelers, started by my father and my mother. So my actual name is quite a mouthful, Lewis Anthony Guarino III. So
fun to fill out on standardized forms, I would imagine.
Not the most fun. No. So when I was young, my parents were like, we need to kind of shorten this up. So being Italian, the name Lewis in Italian is actually Luigi. So okay. Gigi or Jeej is a nickname for that. So they just started calling me Jeej, and it just stuck.
What was on the back of your jersey?
Nothing. Because I wasn't the athlete.
Just the letter A.
Well, it's funny you should ask because I have a son now who is the fourth, and we're like, oh, man, what are we going to call this kid?
Little Jeej?
Little Jeej or just G. So he's just the letter G.
I like that.
Yeah, it's easy. So, yeah, that's where it comes from.
So how did Lewis Anthony Jewelers get started?
Lewis Anthony Jewelers was started in 1990. My dad was working in the jewelry business at a store here locally in the South Hills. Grew up in the South Hills. This is where, you know, all of his clientele is based, our family. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he was working in a jewelry store, and he realized, you know, got to the point where he was managing the store and thought, you know what, I could be doing this on my own. Mm-hmm. And he and my mom had myself and my two sisters. We were young. And they thought, you know, let's do this. Let's go out on our own. Well, back then, they really didn't have the money to start the business, so the banks weren't dishing out cash quite like they are today.
Right.
And my dad had a client who had always admired my mom's wedding ring. Said, hey, if you ever want to sell that ring, you give me a call. And they're like, get out of here. We're not selling that ring. Like, you're crazy, right? This is her wedding ring. This is sentimental. So when the time came, they needed the money to start the business. they called up that customer and they said, hey, you know Veronica's ring that you've always admired?
Really?
Are you still interested in that? And he said, yeah, how much? So that was the seed money that got Lewis Anthony Jewelers started.
That's a roll of the dice because if the business does not succeed, it's like you sold the wedding ring to start this.
It's not like he sold her.
You better make it happen.
Yeah. So that was her initial investment, which is, you know, obviously it's paid off. But it was that. It was a 900 square foot location right around the corner from here, on the corner of Donati and Four Couch Road. And they were there for 10 years. From there we've grown. I'm in the business. I have two sisters in the business. So now we're just up the road here in Norman Center, just here in the local community.
Busiest day on the calendar for you?
Christmas Eve.
Okay.
Really?
What is Christmas Eve? Easily. Yeah. You want a show? Come into Lewis Anthony Jewelers on Christmas Eve. Take a seat at our bar, because we have a bar in our store. Complimentary, by the way. Full
What's
bar.
Your favorite drink on the bar?
Whatever you want. It's honestly, we'll
what's the most popular one?
Popular drink, probably. We do a lot of bourbon.
I was gonna guess like bourbon scotch. Guys are settling their nerves while they're figuring out on Christmas Eve.
Hundred percent. And you know what? It's great people watching, because it is, like you said, it's all guys on Christmas Eve, and time is running out. Right, clock is ticking at this point. You got to make a decision, because the next day is Christmas. So, you know, there's no thinking about it at that point.
Do you have a lot of – I'm sorry, Joe.
No, go ahead. Please, Josh. I'm sorry.
I got to make up for 5 years.
That's cool.
Any trade-ins? Like, can I come in with, hey, what are your thoughts of this, and can I put this towards that?
Sure, absolutely. Yeah, we do trade-ins on primarily on watches is where we do a lot of trade-ins. But, yeah, absolutely.
What's the most and least you've seen anybody spend on a piece of jewelry?
Oh, geez. That's maybe a conversation for the bar and a glass of bourbon. But
okay.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
No, not at all. That's okay.
Joe asked the hard hitters that
sometimes. I like it.
I was just curious.
What if he said like $1.99 and it was a Cracker Jack, you know?
Well, I will say, I mean, we have items in our store that start at a few hundred dollars.
Yeah.
And they go up from there. So, yeah.
I want to thank you, first of all, Lewis, for being the sponsor for this hour of the Fan 5 Alarm Marathon.
Yes.
This matters a lot to all of us and to the volunteer fire departments. Can I get you to make a donation to this year's 5 Alarm?
You sure can.
Awesome.
So I came prepared today with a $1,000 check for
awesome.
You guys.
Woo!
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you.
No, it's honestly my pleasure on behalf of Lewis Anthony. I mean, we're part of this community. You know, we want to give back. This is literally... I grew up here in the South Hills. I went to high school right over there at Upper St. Clair. I live there. I work there. It's all within a 5-minute radius. So, you know, we're very involved and happy that you guys are doing this here, and it means a lot to us. So thank you, too.
Lewis Anthony III of Lewis Anthony Jewelers. If somebody sees you in the store, should they call you Geege?
100%.
Boom.
Ask for Geege.
Do you have a 10-second Aaron Rodgers opinion? Because he's a Steeler now.
Oh, is it official?
It's happening.
Oh, man. All right. Well, you know, for your guys' sake, I was really hoping it would happen. So I feel I'm glad for that.
That's a good point.
Yeah, if we had talked about it that much and not
made
it off,
thank God. Absolutely. I feel a sense of relief, and I'm happy to find out here on air live with you guys.
Yeah. Lewis, thank you.
Thank you guys so much. Really appreciate it.
Take care.
Guess what? I've got a Guardian Protection Tote Board update. I said I wanted us to get to 50,000 by the end of our hour here together. We're at $48,489. Folks, get us there. It's Starkey, Miller, and Mueller. Come on. We're talking Aaron Rodgers. We're talking Fan 5 Alarm Marathon. You can donate 937thefan.com or text FIRE to 412-207-3456. 3456, Don's Appliances, text to donate line. If you donate either online or via the text, at least $50, a Paul Skeens autographed baseball, you'll be eligible to win one. Do it this hour before 4 o'clock. One of those is retailing online right now for $800. $50 minimum donation gets you entered to win one. Take a quick break. Be right back. Aaron Rodgers is a Pittsburgh Steeler, and we're going to keep talking about it. Fan 5 Alarm Marathon rolls on The Fan. We are at the Fan 5 Alarm Marathon, Upper St. Clair Volunteer Fire Department. I will remind you again, the rest of this hour, a minimum $50 donation online at 937thefan.com or by texting FIRE to 412-207-3456. 412-207-3456 gets you entered to win a Paul Skeens autographed baseball. Were you to try to buy one of those on the worldwide internet right now, it would run you $800. So minimum $50 donation either online or via that text line, 412, text FIRE to 412-207-3456, and you'll be entered for a chance to win one of those autographed Skeens baseballs. Right now we got a quick minute here as the Starkey Miller and Muller reunion will roll on. Chris Stodd, he is from the Forgotten Flag Foundation, just wanted to stop by for a minute because what we're doing here means a lot to you.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate you having me on. First off, thanks to these guys, the men and women, to protect our community. Without them, we wouldn't be able to live in America like we do. So hats off to them once more time. I appreciate
it. Absolutely.
Number two, I just want to give a shout-out to our foundation. We're going to dedicate a flag on June 14th at 10 o'clock.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Somewhere in Canonsburg. I can't say where it's at, but I'll let you know afterwards. It's on the internet. We have a webpage. So we're probably going to have around 500,000 people. Our first guest will be a World War II veteran. He'll be 101 the week of the ceremony.
Wow.
So there's more stories behind that, but the more we can get out there, I appreciate it. And once again, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
And thanks for your service.
Yes, sir.
Chris.
Yes, sir.
Chris Stodd, Forgotten Flag Foundation. That's June 14th, dedicating that flag in Canonsburg. Coming up here, we've got a lot more. We've got Pony and Bechtold at 4 o'clock. The phrase champing at the bit was used to describe a horse that just can't wait to get out and run, and that is Andrew Filippone. I might as well call him Mr. Ed because he is champing at the proverbial bit to say everything he wants to say about Aaron Rodgers. Josh Miller needs to come back over here. Come on, Josh. Chris, thanks again.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Thank you, Chris, for everything.
Everyone who stops out to see us also gets 3 raffle tickets, good for gift cards to Lamont. Signed Donnie Kelly Baseball. Donnie Kelly, stock up right now. Stock up. They look like a real baseball team under Donnie Kelly. Gift cards to Mount Lebanon Saloon, Oliver's Flowers, and Harmony Organic Insect Control from every True Value Hardware, and a Piata gift card. Okay. Josh.
Yes, sir.
I'm just taking a breath here. This always happened on the show. Something wild and insane would happen. Joe would usually be off just like thinking about his take, but also doing, I'm a horticulture expert, I'm a horticulture guy.
I remember that song.
Is there a segment you guys truly missed from the pre-Malzy days on the show? Perhaps the showdown? Thank God we have testicles, things like that.
I mean, there's a bunch of fun sidebar moments.
Yeah.
Lightning, you know. Ozzy calling in, woo!
Like, we'd have contests. Joe and I were very selfish. You know, we'd have contests, like, try to get this word in somewhere during the course of the show. How long will it take for this guy to annoy us? Maybe
not
a co-host.
Long. Yeah,
yeah, it never
not
took long.
Long.
I actually remembered when I took
over. I liked
over
it when we went sidebar.
Oh, yeah, you were a big sidebars guy.
Yeah.
You wanted the sidebars to be the main bar.
Yeah.
Which I respect. That's how I did the 2 to 6 a.m. show and the 10 to 2 show before.
Which I loved and I listened to.
Do you know what I always, like, appreciated? I'm serious
no,
about
didn't.
This. When I tried out for that week, I would say former Steelers punter Josh Miller, and you did say, everyone knows what I did, it's okay. And you said, but you said it in a way that was like, I'm just a guy here. You don't
I
have
hated
to.
That. I hated well, that when you announced
but
that.
I knew that you didn't hate it because, like, you were embarrassed, right? You just wanted me to treat you like a regular guy, which I appreciate because I was nervous as hell in all seriousness and wanted to, like, be very deferential. And you were like, my God, just get down in the mud here. Let's do this.
Yeah, I mean, but a punter, I still wrestle with that today. It's not really a position. It's like saying I'm on the crew team, but I'm the guy who yells.
There's a dude making like $35 or $40 million.
What's his name? Who's that dude in the front of the boat that yells?
The coxswain.
Coxswain.
Oh,
Crowley.
I wish Crowley
was a coxswain. Weren't you a coxswain?
Once a coxswain, always a coxswain.
Yeah, see, I mean, so he's the equivalent of a punter.
Here's the thing,
yeah.
I would say, though. There's
no
a guy
disrespect.
There's a guy who was a punter who's making like $35 million a year in media now, and he bros it up with everybody.
Yeah, there's also a punter making $4 million to punt.
Did you see that softball player last night making $1 million a year for
Texas
Tech? And
she's thrown every pitch for them.
Since, yes.
Like the super regional.
$1 million.
Did you guys see the headline or the highlight of the softball pitcher? She kicked up a clod of dirt by
accident.
Got
in the catcher's eye.
Then threw the ball so fast that it blew it up and hit the catcher right in the face.
No.
Joe, it would have been nightmare fuel for you, I feel like, if you were the catcher.
Josh, remember our segment about armpit hair?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That was very memorable.
What do you think that guy would have said about Aaron Rodgers signing with the Steelers if he was here with us today? The guy
Malzy, you didn't want to indulge
Seibel.
That one at all?
No.
You were there for, or maybe it was Pony.
Well, what's
was
your take?
You and Pony. On our pit hair?
No, I know your take on pit hair on with Rodgers.
I mean, I think he keeps normal pit hair for sure, so.
I don't think so.
What else is there for him to do?
He's like, he's got
is
that
he waxing
70s
it?
Vibe.
Has he got like a handlebar mustache in there? Like he's Raleigh Fingers?
I mean, I didn't really want to go there, but he's probably the other way.
Oh, the other way, yes.
Yeah.
I get what you're saying now. I just don't, bottom line is, I don't think he changes the calculus for them at all this year.
Is he going to play for $10 million like he said he would? What are you guessing? Are there any numbers out here?
Are the Steelers better today because of this move?
No.
Marginally.
No.
Very marginally. Like, it's if they were a 6.5 out of 10 as a team or a 5.5, they're like a 5.75 now. Maybe.
You get this, and now we leave Latrobe saying, okay, we got a shot this
no.
year.
No.
They might be worse, by the way.
Well, he might. Here's the thing. Josh, you know this from having worked and been in this town for a long time. Joe, you, of course, know it. There is a large contingent of people who are not Mike Tomlin fans. If this blows up spectacularly, it will be. Joe, stop watching the pickup game and getting dismissive about
I'm thinking
the
that,
producers are chucking up more bricks than
look at,
a than
Sean,
a foundation
don't call me
company.
Seth Meyers is cutting to the hoop like it's game 7 of the NBA Finals. Anyway, sorry, Mulsey.
Good jump shooting form by Seth. They'll all be participating in the producer spelling bee coming up.
Oh, good Lord.
No, the bottom line is I think one thing that could be an upshot here, if this goes bad, like really bad, it'll be one of the worst reflections on Mike Tomlin above all else because you know he's pushing for this. He's
yeah.
the guy who wanted it this
yeah,
way.
And Omar's got to wear it.
Oh, no, Tomlin will wear it. It'll be Tomlin because
people will give equal share of muck.
How many years, how much money would be your guess?
1 year, $12 million is going to be – maybe 10.
For that? Really? Josh, I think it's 1 year for about $25 million.
But as you know, with the
God,
Steelers, financial
the
terms of the deal will not be disclosed. They never – they want to make sure that
people
get,
find out in 10
hit.
Minutes, though, right?
It's not there. Yeah, I mean, it hasn't been out yet that I have seen.
But I'll tell you, what about the flip side to this coin? What happens if it works? Then what happens?
I have a – I've learned not to try to say I just can't envision it working.
Well, we can't just talk about the bad of it. If it works,
it's the first time they'll have had a real looking offense since Ben retired.
Who's the single most person that this is dependent on working
most
or not? I'm going to say Broderick Jones, the left tackle.
That was going to be my choice.
Who do you think?
Yeah, 100%.
I think it's at, you know, who's it dependent on working on, actually? I'll say Tomlin.
Tomlin, yeah.
Because the thing that he has done that has bothered me with his quarterbacks more than anything has been, like, incapable, other than a two-game stretch where his back was against the wall as a coach, where he had to just let Mason try to be good.
Right.
He, 10-2 on the steering wheel. You've driven with Starkey. He's the most defensive driver ever.
Yeah, he's terrible.
Like a little old lady. And Tomlin's got his knuckles are white from gripping the wheel. He doesn't want them to do anything on offense. Even with Russ, who I think he was deferential to because the guy was a Super Bowl-winning quarterback, when it started to go bad and he turned the ball over, it was like, well, now we're going to do it my way again.
I think Russ is better than Rodgers. How do you like that?
I think Rodgers is better than Russ, but I think Mike's got to let go of like this fear of what if a guy throws three picks and we lose? Well, what if your offense looks like ass and you lose?
If this, and I hate when they do this, but I would love for Aaron Rodgers to come in here and they tell him, I know if you don't like what we offer you, offense coordinator-wise, play-wise, scheme-wise, you're going to be upset, and that'll make him vanish quicker because he's already halfway out.
Let me ask you this.
I would say do whatever the hell you want. Just let us know what that is.
I agree.
So that way,
that,
at least he can keep his attention span for more than half the season.
Does he keep the McAfee show? I think this is real stuff. And does he go on there, and when something ticks him off or he's starting to get embarrassed, does he unload on the Steelers?
If he didn't do that, that'd be a change.
Right, Mo? So,
yes. I think he'll nuke Mike if he feels like Mike is holding him
maybe
back.
Maybe subtly, you know, like he likes to try to do, but everyone will know what he's talking about.
He likes to do smartest guy in the room, but he also likes to do it in an unsubtle enough way. No, there will be no conjecture about what he's actually implying.
Which receiver gets cooked? Because one will.
Roman Wilson, probably.
I agree.
Let me ask you this question. Are you, as a Pittsburgh Steeler, if you're a Steeler, a teammate, are you excited about this move? Or are you just like, that you know as in the locker room what this is going to come and everything that comes
Josh,
in
Josh, here's
him.
A thought I had. Most of the guys that are on the team this year were there last year when they whooped Aaron Rodgers' ass in a game and Beanie Bishop picked him off twice.
Not only that.
That game fully turned and he looked like he was shot after halftime. But why would you be that excited about that guy being your quarterback?
They've already let it be known compared to last year when they went and lobbied for Russell Wilson. Yeah. They had him on FaceTime for an hour. They were going out saying, we want this guy. Nobody said a peep this year except for Aaron Rodgers or except for Cam Hayward, who said if you want to be a Steeler, then be one.
Does Aaron have enough ammo to be good?
In terms of receivers and stuff?
Offense, all across the board.
That's a great question. I think one more receiver they probably need.
Well, he has Pat Freiermuth as like a de facto wide receiver too, but the guy's history is that he doesn't throw to the tight end that much. He's never been a guy who's targeted his tight ends as like featured parts of the offense. They're always kind of a...
There's a huge... You guys used to look at me, I remember, Josh, and say there was a big blow-up factor with me that I could gain a lot of weight someday, and Mulsey agreed.
Probably.
There is a gigantic disaster factor here.
It
might work, but there's also the possibility it will implode like nothing we've seen before.
The floor is much lower for this than the ceiling is high for this.
Yes.
The floor is way lower than the ceiling.
That's why they
high.
Pay him all that money.
Yeah, that was brilliant. I will say this, though. If they went and got Milton, I'm just saying, or somebody else, just an experiment.
How about if they
just
kept Justin Fields for a year and let him actually be Justin Fields?
But as a fan, if you knew this was kind of an experiment, ride with Mason, get a better draft pick, you know, with all the draft picks that they have, we can trade up. Would you accept that losing season?
Yes.
More so than watching this partake?
Yes.
Who's going to have the better year, Malzi? Sorry, Rodgers or Fields?
Rodgers actually will, because I don't think Fields is good.
I think Fields is going to have a better year. That's going to be a great comparison.
Well, we'll get to find out Chapter 1 when they play the Jets in Week 1 in a game that I'm sure the NFL now wishes wasn't a 1 o'clock start.
Oh, man, you're right about that.
Hey, guys, we are here. It's the Fan 5 Alarm Marathon. Okay, we're at the Upper St. Clair Volunteer Fire Department, and things are happening rapidly. Aaron Rodgers is going to be a Steeler. I think officially it'll be tomorrow, but Rap Sheet, Pelissero, all those guys reporting it, it's happening. Here's the real talk, though. Most volunteer firefighters work a 9-to-5. They've got a family, and in their spare time, they're fundraising to help their department. That right now is why we are asking you to donate any amount of money. Any amount helps to help these men and women who are sacrificing. They're sacrificing time. They're putting their lives very much on the line. We've seen them go out on multiple calls today to serve their community. If you text FIRE to 412-207-3456 on the Don's Appliances text to donate line, or you go online to 937thefan.com and you donate at least $50 the rest of this hour, you are going to be registered to win one Paul Skeens autographed baseball. Would you like to know what that'll run you retail on the internet? $800. Minimum $50 donation. And we heard Chief Tim Smith, he's sitting watching the show right now. He's the Library South Park chief of their fire departments. You heard him talk about how much any money that you can donate means to them and to all the volunteer fire departments around here. You put 50 down the next 10 minutes here online or via that text to donate line, 412-207-3456. A Paul Skeens baseball autograph could be yours.
Yes.
We are very close to 50,000 right now. We might have gotten over the hump. Josh, now that I've said all that, it was a distinct pleasure to see you and to work with you again for an hour. Joe, not so much.
Pleasure was all mine. I would have been here at 2, ironically,
but
Kreger's, our old producer,
and now our
forgot
boss
to tell me the address. So I went to the studio saying, I got punked.
Mulsey, I have one final question. What number does this guy wear? He was 12 in Green Bay. He was 8 with the Jets.
I think he
does
wears...
he have to pay Tommy Maddox for that number?
What about Kenny Pickett?
And Kenny Pickett for that number?
If he asked Kenny Pickett...
Do they give him Terry Bradshaw's number if he wants it?
They won't. I think he'll take the number 8. If he hands Kenny Pickett money, will like the cash engulf Kenny's hands?
He'll do something different. He'll be the only one ever to have a vowel.
Lowercase e.
I say that.
Josh, it was a pleasure. Thank you for
thank
doing
you,
this.
Josh.
Great seeing you.
And because
good
it's
to see
a
you
tradition, I'll do it unless you want to, since we're signing off.
Get the ticket. Who could do it better?
Thank you, Josh.
Thank you, Mulsey.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.